You mentioned the fact that with estrogen alone in the WHI, if anything, there was less breast cancer. There didn't seem to be an increase in breast cancer. From the practical point of view, do you think it's wise for a woman to consider that? In what situations do you think using estrogen alone, obviously in a hysterectomized person, is something to consider?
You mean for breast cancer patient?
No, for postmenopausal hormone replacement.
Yeah. When we look at the data that we have now, if someone had estrogen deficiency symptoms, had a prior hysterectomy, when you look at the risk profile in the 50 to 59-year-olds, it's probably going to be trending towards favorable overall. There was a trend, not significant, but a strong trend for reduced coronary heart disease in that population, and then this trend for reduced breast cancer. And those were two major variables that were going the opposite way in the estrogen plus progestin trial. So it looks like short-term estrogen-only use in somebody entering menopause is probably a pretty safe intervention. I guess then the extension comes for patients with breast cancer. And how does that change my thinking about that? The data is insufficient to say it's safe to give to women who had resected breast cancer. I think we really would like to see more data about that. But I think it's changed my threshold for willing to recommend estring to women who have vaginal vulvar symptoms, especially if it's interfering with their kind of marital relations. And before, I was very reluctant to do that, even though the absorption was low, it was enough to change lipid profiles. But I think now in that circumstance, I'm more willing to recommend that intervention in that circumstance than I was before.